Simon, I believe 80% of prop tech is a complete and utter waste of time. What's your thoughts?
Is it a complete waste of time?
Okay, let me answer that one. There are software developers who are creating solutions for problems that estate agents and letting agents simply don't have.
Okay, I'll disagree with you, and I'll tell you why I disagree with you.
No, 20% are gods.
Yeah.
Gods apps. Yeah. Amazing apps. Things like your fixed flows, you've got your good lords, you've got your paper ops. Love all those. Yeah. But there's stuff coming out where you think, God's sake, I don't need that shit.
You don't, and this is the problem with this.
No, this is what my clients are telling me.
But you see, they're not all doing this, because actually some people are finding these the most important things ever. And this is, you're operating in a world of Venn diagrams now, aren't you? And yet you might only have 100 businesses there. Whether that's enough, by the way, to actually justify these companies thinking that they should be, you know, in the whole industry. But that is the problem. It has become diffused. It's become almost anarchic. In the way that it used to be, a Ravenswood would be used by, you know, or could be used by 90% of the industry. Mm-hmm. It's changing now rapidly. So you've got people like, for example, you know, you've got Land and New Homes Network, absolutely fantastic, fitting a demographic, obviously, there, though, where I would say it's an absolute essential for somebody to have, you know, to be using them if you're obviously in that part of the market.
Yeah, but Kevin's in the state, he's part of the gang, you know, he gets us.
Oh,
I'm talking about these...
Johnny Come Latelys.
I'm talking about these guys in their back bedroom with their Apple and PCs, whipping up a computer program and an app because they're a tenant and they just want to do something. I don't think they get us as estate agents.
No, but you
don't understand us.
They don't. And look, there's two sorts of companies, isn't there, that's out there in terms of my perception anyways. There's those that start in an ivory tower where, you know, that, like these guys, they're techie geniuses. And look, you know, what is it, first time buyers 42? You know, they've got 20 years before they even get involved in the property market. But you know what, with a bit of tweaking and everything else, you can turn that innovation into something good. The other one I think is a bit more risque, is those companies that have been around for a long period of time, actually, and then they start to build the ivory tower and they lose contact with their and lose touch with their
clients.
Yes,
because I'll tell you one thing, and I won't mention any names, but there are some fantastic products out there where their marketing is atrocious.
Yeah.
They're not getting the message out there.
Yeah.
And if they can't even, if it takes three attempts to persuade the likes of you or me, God help these estate agents.
Genuinely, one of my most trite lines I've been using at the moment going out to people is, look, you know, it sometimes takes me a few goes to understand this. But the advantage for you is, once I've got this, 90% of the industry is going to do it as well. And the problem is, they're being too clever. And they're thinking...
like a software engineer, not estate agents. It's got to have that RON seal, does what it says on the tin.
It does. And what's in it for me? And they're never thinking about that from the client's point of view.
I think we've hit the nail on the head here. Wow. They're not thinking like estate agents.
No, but that's where they have to get involved at the earliest possible stages, isn't it?
Is this where you can help prop tech firms?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely there. But, you know, you don't have to come to me and my exorbitant fees and everything else there.
Someone's got to pay for your for your wax.
I'm glad you said that. But just get them involved. Everyone, you know, if they've created this already, get a working party together so that they get the right feedback.
Do you think there are... I mean, there's a few people in the industry who do this. You've got James Dursley, isn't it?
James looks at it really good. I mean, the best in terms of that helicopter view in terms of everything there. I'm trying to get down and dirty with the companies, give them actually my skill sets in terms of how to grow a business, I think if there was one skill I had with people have remarked on this, so it's not me being a normal big-headed, but what they couldn't really understand is we were obviously in a really high price point, you know, a really premium price point, and yet our clients seem to... This was at Repit. And they really seem to like the people looking from outside was... yeah, you're in this really high price point, but actually your clients seem to like you. They seem to, you know, understand that you're part of it. And this is where, you know...
Because most people actually thought you were an estate agent.
Yeah, absolutely, not. In the early years, to be honest, yeah. I did used to bluff it. But my old boss, it was a legend, Ian Floyd, now at My Home Move, he put me on a month's tour of duty where I think I just made tea for some of the best agents going around, anything else. But yeah, I didn't do it. And look, that gave me some advantages, actually, because coming outside of agency, of course, allowed me to, you know, my issue has never been around innovation like many people. It's been about implementation.
So come back, what can you do for prop tech firms to help them sell more of their products to estate agents and letting agents?
Well, I can help them grow their, I can help them grow, just in terms of, you know, obviously no one knows how to sell prop tech or indeed anything into it, I think there. We won more, not to be an award whore, but we won more awards than any other company as well, because we understood the balance between selling the thing and delivering for our clients. And I think in terms of how I would work with those to create your acolytes, to create your Apple fans, is something that I haven't seen too many other companies out there doing successfully out there at the moment.
Good stuff. So maybe we could put your contact details. Tell the people how they contact you.
Yeah, you can get me, obviously, on any of the social media. You'll see me shouting about Brexit and Trump, and that's normally the quickest way to get a response. You can get me on simply whale.simon@gmail.com and on a few Luddites on the phone, 07718 158490.
Guys, I've known Simon now for a couple of years. There's an awful lot of people that I know that trust him implicitly. Never let me down. And if you're a prop tech firm and you want to talk to someone who actually knows estate agents, then you've got to talk to this guy. So well done.
Thank you. Cheers.